Your rate is fixed and your payment went up. Here is the account that did it. One of the most common surprises in homeownership is a mortgage payment that rises on a loan with a fixed interest rate. The rate did not change, and neither did the loan. A separate account attached to the mortgage recalculated itself, and the increase usually arrives roughly doubled for a reason worth understanding. The simple version. On a fixed-rate mortgage, the part of your payment that goes to principal and interest is fixed for the life of the loan. That part genuinely does not move. Most mortgage payments carry a third piece, money for property taxes and homeowners insurance, collected monthly and held in an escrow account until those bills come due. Those bills change every year, so that piece of the payment changes every year. That is almost always the answer when a fixed-rate payment goes up. The numbers. An escrow account is set up by your mortgage lender to pay certain property-related expenses, and the money in it comes from a portion of your monthly mortgage payment, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Property taxes and insurance premiums can change from year to year, and the escrow payment, and with it the total monthly payment, changes accordingly, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The servicer must conduct an escrow account analysis at the completion of the escrow account computation year and submit an annual escrow account statement to the borrower within 30 days of that completion. Regulation X 12 CFR 1024.17. The servicer may maintain a cushion no greater than 1/6 of the estimated total annual payments from the account, which is about 2 months worth 12 CFR 1024.17 C1 Roman 2. If the analysis finds a surplus of $50 or more, the servicer generally refunds it within 30 days of the analysis. A smaller surplus may be refunded or credited against future payments 12 CFR 1024.17F. If the analysis finds a shortage, the servicer may collect it in equal monthly payments over at least a 12-month period, rather than demanding it at once 12 CFR 1024.17F. On a fixed-rate loan, the principal and interest portion does not change, so any change in the total payment comes from the escrow portion arithmetic. Why the increase usually arrives doubled. Here is the part that makes the jump feel larger than expected. When your tax bill or insurance premium rises during a year, the servicer has been collecting at the old, lower rate while paying the new, higher bills. The account runs short. So the annual analysis does two things at once. It raises the ongoing monthly amount to cover the new higher bills going forward, and it collects the shortage that built up over the past year, spread across the next 12 months. Both land in the same letter, and both show up in the same new payment. Work a stated example. Suppose property taxes ran $3,600 a year, and homeowners insurance ran $1,800, totaling $5,400, which is $450 a month of escrow. The next year, the taxes rise to $4,200 and the insurance to $2,100, totaling $6,300, which is $525. That is $75 more a month going forward. Meanwhile, the account collected $5,400 across the year while paying out $6,300 of bills, so it ran exactly $900 short. Spread over 12 months, that shortage adds another $75. The payment rises $150, but only half of that is the new ongoing cost. If the bills hold steady the following year, the shortage repayment ends after 12 months, and the payment drops back by that $75. The other $75 is the new permanent baseline. What the rules actually require. Escrow accounts are regulated, and the rules constrain the servicer in ways worth knowing. The account cannot become an open-ended buffer, because the cushion is capped at roughly 2 months of the payments made out of it. When the annual analysis finds too much money in the account, a surplus of $50 or more generally comes back to you within 30 days rather than sitting there. When it finds too little, the servicer is required to let you spread the shortage over at least a year, though you can choose to pay it at once if you prefer. The analysis itself is not optional or occasional. Federal rules require it at the completion of every escrow computation year, along with a statement showing the math, delivered within 30 days. That statement is the document that answers the question this article is about, and most people never open it. The real cost lends on a payment you did not choose. The practical consequence of the mechanism is that the housing cost you budgeted for is not fixed even on a fixed-rate loan. Every figure below is a stated illustration. On the example above, the monthly payment rises $150, which is $1,800 over a year. About half of that, the shortage repayment, ends after 12 months if the underlying bills stop rising. The other half is the new baseline, and next year's analysis starts from there. Nothing about the loan changed. The rate, the balance, and the principal and interest portion are exactly what they were. That is why treating a fixed-rate mortgage payment as a fixed housing cost sets up a surprise roughly once a year. The loan is fixed. The taxes and the insurance are not, and they arrive on the same bill. A fixed rate fixes the loan, not the payment. Taxes and insurance reset every year, and last year's shortage rides along on top of the increase. What this means? When a mortgage payment changes, the escrow analysis statement explains it line by line. What the bills were, what was collected, what the shortage or surplus is, and how the new payment breaks down. Reading it takes a few minutes and answers the question completely. The wider lesson is that many bills people treat as fixed are a fixed piece bundled with a variable one. Whenever a payment is described as fixed, the useful question is which part of it is fixed and which part is a pass-through of somebody else's changing bill. What this is not. This is not advice about mortgages, refinancing, waiving, or keeping an escrow account, appealing a property tax assessment, or choosing insurance coverage, all of which depend on individual circumstances. This is not tax advice, and it does not address deductions or assessments. This is not a recommendation of any lender, servicer, or insurer. This is not a claim that any servicer is calculating anything improperly, because annual analyzes and shortage collection. Sources: Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, what is an escrow or impound account? What an escrow account is, what it pays, and why the total monthly payment changes when taxes and premiums change. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/what-is-an-escrow-or-impound-account-10-140/. Regulation X, Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, 12 CFR 1024.17, escrow accounts the 1/6 cushion limit, the $50 surplus refund within 30 days, the shortage repayment over at least 12 months, the annual analysis, and the annual escrow account statement. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/rules-policy/regulations/1000. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Regulation X Mortgage Servicing Rules. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/rules-policy/regulations/1024/.